Yes, may it please the court.
This deposition.
Yes.
When was the deposition in relation to the trial?
It was approximately 1 month before trial.
Only 1 month before trial?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and when did he get back to the Denton County Jail?
Well, before trial. I'm not sure.
Do you know does the record reflect how long before trial he got back to the
Denton
County
Jail? No, Your
Honor, it doesn't. Were there any pretrial hearings or anything?
It does not, not after the deposition. I know they took him away, and we had a lot of trouble getting him back, but there is nothing on the record to tell me that I recall exactly when he did get back.
Okay. So he was taken out in the dead of night,
yes,
right before the deposition, and somehow you got him back for trial a month later.
Yes, Your Honor.
The record
from what
is
I heard,
silent.
It was very difficult to get him back.
The record is silent, though, as to how long before trial, whether it was 2 or 3 days or.
As far as I remember, Your Honor, I don't believe it's in the record.
Okay.
I'll be glad to go back and look, if you like. Or
well, we can check the record.
Okay.
I just thought you might know. Now, another question. How many people were at the house for the burglary?
There was an accomplice when the victim of the burglary was driving up, that was who was in the truck, who drove away.
Okay.
Wallace Judkins was still in the house, came out with the shotgun.
Okay, and that's who was in the pickup?
Yes, Your Honor.
That
asked his accomplice.
What's the address?
Right.
Okay,
right.
That was the accomplice.
Yes.
And Pratt, the driver of the blue Volkswagen, said he had a gun in his lap. Whose
yes.
gun? Was it his gun in his lap, or did
we can infer? We can infer that it was the gun of Judkins, because the eyewitness saw him who he aimed at and shot at, saw him go down with the gun to the road, and the whole time on the 911 tape he says, "Oh my gosh, he's got a gun."
Well, I understand that.
Right.
But
so then, when he gets out of the car, all that we have is testimony that he got out. He said there was a gun that had been in his lap.
Pratt said,
"Yes, yes
I had
Your
a gun in my lap.
The gun had been in my lap, and the officers went over and found it on the side of the door, kind of between the seat and the floor."
Well, it wasn't Pratt that had the gun. Pratt was saying he had a gun.
Pratt
we
was saying
know.
The gun was in my lap.
That's my question.
I did not understand.
Right,
that.
Who
right.
had the gun?
From which we infer that Judkins put the gun in Pratt's lap.
And the deposition doesn't help us there.
The deposition, yes, Your Honor, it would give us more, but
is the deposition in the record? I mean, it was offered into evidence.
Yes.
But the court reporter didn't take it down, so we just got.
Yes, oh no, not on paper, but we do have the
okay.
audio.
And so all we have then is Pratt saying, there was a gun in my lap. The police officer who said the Volkswagen was driven directly at him at a pretty high rate of speed that caused him to pull his weapon.
Yes, Your Honor.
Pratt was driving the Volkswagen.
Yes. And then when Pratt came out of the Volkswagen,
uh-huh.
we have testimony that he said, I was coming back from a cancer treatment.
Right.
And the officer said, okay, we verified his statement and we let him go. Actually, I think they took him to the hospital.
Okay. And then appellant claimed that he was the one who'd been kidnapped.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. The record.
And there's also an interview with him on the day right after the offense where he maintains that story.
Okay. Do they have any other questions? I was just having trouble following the record based on the briefs in
Well, I apologize for not having a clear brief.
No. It wasn't that. It was just it's just confusing.
There are a lot of facts.
The facts are confusing.
Well, I read that part about that having a pistol in his lap, but I was reading that, my misinterpretation perhaps, that the pistol was in the lap of the appellant. In other words, the appellant dropped the pistol in Pratt's lap.
And jumped out and said he kidnapped me.
Yes, he kidnapped him right after he was shooting a rifle at.
Yes, Your Honor. And had been chased by many people and all on videotape.
Was it a rifle that was found in the Volkswagen?
No, ma'am.
It was a handgun.
It was a handgun that was found in the car, on the side of the car.
On the driver's side?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And in your brief, you say, well, it was an error to have the deposition without him, the appellant, but if it was error, it was harmless error.
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you want to tell us anything about that?
I would love to. No, no, I'd love to. On page... There was so much other evidence showing that he committed both the aggravated kidnapping and the evading arrest. And on page 26 of my brief, that's where all that evidence starts. I listed out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Does anybody have any other questions? Do you have anything else you want to tell us? Anything you think we need to know? Anything you want to clarify? Anything you want to argue?
Actually, there is a statement I'd like to make.
Okay.
I know at first blush, as far as the evidentiary hearing, at first blush, it looks like we're saying he wasn't entitled to an evidentiary hearing because he didn't bring enough to the table. And then we're arguing that he shouldn't bring any more to the table.
Right.
But when you look at it from the trial prosecutor's point of view, it makes sense. They had gone toe-to-toe on these issues with a very good defense attorney in Denton, Mr. Derek Adami, almost ad nauseum on these issues during the trial, during the pretrial hearings. And then here comes appellate counsel, unaware of everything that's gone on before, and you can tell it by what he says during the hearing. You know, I don't know if he did this. He may have done that. He was clearly on a fishing expedition, and I think that's what a lot of this law is made for, just this situation.
Else?
No, Your Honor. Unless
there
are any questions.
Well, sorry you had to make this long drive and sit here and listen to these cases. I didn't have anybody on the other side, but you did get the last word.
Well, hopefully I clarified something for you.
Yeah, because definitely, I there were things I didn't understand in the record.
Okay.
All right. Well, your case is submitted, and we do appreciate you.
Thank you
so
much
for being here, and we.